We face two major problems here, the water situation and the fact we have to do everything by hand.
Nene Traore works in Ségou in southern Mali at the Sebolinba Cooperative. The center uses 800 liters of water daily. Pumped from the ground, it's fetched by local women, an energy-sapping process leaving them too tired to process shea fruit.
If we had the right equipment and the water was nearer, then we would save time and increase production.
A new project run by the governments of Mali and Luxembourg, together with the United Nations Industrial Development Organization, UNIDO, is helping women in Mali to do just that. At this center on the outskirts of Diwala, new machinery and improved production methods have substantially increased outputs and workers' earnings. A year ago, the center could only produce 100 kilos of soap per day. Now it produces six times that amount. Higher productivity and quality means higher wages for the workers, allowing women to spend more money where it matters. Now classrooms at local schools in Diwala are full because parents no longer need their children at the factory. Abdoulaye Tonkara, headmaster at the Diwala school.
They no longer take their children out of school. The family income has increased. Now, with the meal machines, girls are no longer made to do it. They can study normally in class. In fact, they are the best performers.
So are their mothers, who are striving hard to produce the best shea products. Minister for the Promotion of Women, Children and the Family, Dr. Konare Mariam Kolapo.
From the north to the south and from the east to the west, women produce all kinds of shea products. Today, what we are trying to do is to look at the quality of shea products and improve it with the new techniques.
The new products target not only domestic consumers. Soaps that sell for just 50 euro cents in the capital Bamako are now being sold for 10 times more in Western countries. This shipment of 20 tons of soap is the first delivery for a new client in France. A factory in Marseille, owned by the project's French partner, the Savonnerie du Midi. It has now formed a joint venture with the Diwala-based cooperative. Rather than buy the raw material, it's choosing to buy a semi-refined product from Mali. President of the C. Iriwa Production Center in Diwala, Diara Dihara Demble.
We've received training and increased our knowledge and become much more business-minded. We buy the shea and transform it here and sell it for a greater profit. It's completely changed our way of doing things.
If the improvements here in Diwala can be extended across the country, many more women in Mali will stand to benefit from this successful business model.